Blog Talk Radio.
And it is the 21st of August. And again, it's 7:01 if you are on the West Coast. It is 9:01 if you are on in the South. And of course, it is 10:01 if you are in the East Coast. Hello, this is Sugarlicious Me. Hope everybody is out there doing good. This is a Friday. Yes, the weekend is tomorrow. And I am more than excited about the weekend coming up. I'm still a little under the weather, but I will be making my appearance hopefully soon. This is a new show for me. Fridays at 7 o'clock, I'm thinking about starting to do a show to discuss health, for one thing, and also discuss money, food, everything that is under the sun. But before I get started, I do want to say a very happy birthday to my Grammy, Desiree, Cinquetti, D'Annunzio. Happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, and it wasn't that I forgot, because, of course, I was told, but I was feeling kind of down. I went to work yesterday, and when I got home, I felt like shit. So I lay down to sleep and then had a toss and turn night, but wanted to wish her happy birthday before I even got started. Happy birthday, my love. And many more to come. As I said before, this will be the beginning of a new show for me on Fridays. I'm going to talk about health and hope to have some guests on. The show probably won't be no more than 30 minutes. Maybe if I get a really good guest that talks and has something interesting to say, we may go to 45 minutes to an hour. But this is an introduction to the show, basically. So we will be discussing food. We'll be discussing health and what to look out for, fun, just overall different things that we're going to talk about. As most of you know, I am a diabetic, and I also have hypertension. And it's funny that being my age, I shouldn't have all these problems, but it sneaks upon you so quickly that you don't know. It's a lot of people that may be sick and don't even realize that you're sick. And what I mean by that is that there are so many diabetics walking around and don't even know that they are diabetics. And the reason why I know that is because my doctor and I discussed this in length, because I was a diabetic and had no clue. And I mean no clue, and no telling how long I had been a diabetic and not realized it. Because if anybody knows my story, I went to the doctor and the doctor told me I was a diabetic, and I laughed at his face and went to another doctor and laughed in his face. Until finally the doctor that I really believed told me that, you know, it's not funny. I didn't think it was funny anyway, but you know what I'm saying. But so there's a lot of times that we're sick and don't realize that we're sick. And I've told you before that if you have anything that you feel that is different from what your normality feeling is, to rush, run, don't walk to a doctor or whatever. And, of course, me being the hard-headed woman I am, I never take my own advice. But here lately, I have really been doing good. I've been taking my medication. I've been eating very, very well. I've been actually drinking. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I've stopped drinking Pepsis because I'm not going to bullshit you. You know, I'm not going to do that to the people that listen to me. But I have really slowed down on the Pepsi, and I have not had a cookie in, God, maybe 3 weeks. And when I tell you I'm going through cookie withdrawals, I'm going through cookie withdrawals. But, hey, it is what it is. But after talking to my doctor, he also said that the best thing to do is not to cut yourself off from what you like altogether. Because when you do that, you tend to be, like, wanting it more because you cut yourself off from it. So what I've decided to do is to take things more in moderation. Now, the thing is, I'm not a big eater, believe it or not. My problem is I definitely don't eat as much as I need to. And when I do eat, it's normally something fast and something that I can just call up and order and go, hey, you know, can you deliver a pizza? Can you deliver, you know, stop it. Can you deliver, you know, some barbecue or, you know, a hamburger? So that's my problem. It's not that I eat a lot, but when I do eat, it's normally bullshit, normally junk food, and I eat late. So that's what my problems are, bullshit, junk food, and late. I only eat once, maybe twice a day, which is not good. I should eat actually several meals during the day, small meals, because I'm a diabetic. But that is so hard to do. I was talking to Six Carolina Amante, and she was telling me the same thing, that the doctor had her where she was only eating, supposed to eat so many meals a day, and it's hard. When you're not used to doing that, and me being busy as I am, it's really, really hard for me to sit down and even munch on a carrot, no less than a whole meal. So I'm doing that today, and I'm telling you, by the second meal, I was so fucking full, it wasn't even funny. I had a very light breakfast. I had eggs and some toast, and then for lunch, okay, I'm going to tell you, but don't get pissed. Don't get pissed. I actually went to Taco Bell. Okay, I know. And I had a burrito, and I had a drink. I actually only drank maybe half of my Pepsi. Now, that, if anyone knows me, that's good, because I am a Pepsi, but now I can drink two liters like it is nothing in a day. So I only had half a glass of the Pepsi, which I was really proud of myself. So now it's time for me to eat dinner, because I'm supposed to eat dinner. I'm supposed to be by 8 o'clock. Now it's supposed to be by 7. And here I am talking to you because it's not cooked yet. So, hey, I had to do something to, like, you know, curb my appetite or whatever. But I've started trying to eat more. And it is hard. When you have to eat several meals a day and you're not used to it, it is extremely hard. But I'm going to try, just like I want you to try. Anyway, for those of you that know, I have a group in game, as well as on Facebook, for diabetics, and it's called United for Cure for Diabetics. And I've been trying to be more active with it, and I have basically not been. And the reason why is because the new medication that my doctor has me on, once I get home and after I eat, it literally just knocks me on my ass to the point where I'm so tired and just so exhausted because of the fact that I eat more and try to get my strength up more. But I've neglected that, and I'm trying to do better. I am trying to do better. I really, really am. But I've decided that with the decision being made for me, hint, from my sister Lala and my best friend Dee Dee and my little sister Fred Larissa and my husband Angel, they have decided to make a chart and make sure that, you know, they're going to be on my ass about eating what I'm supposed to, which, of course, we all know I'm stubborn as hell, so we're going to see how that goes. But the one thing I did want to share with you today is the hypertension thing, which really set me for a loop. I don't want to go into detail about, because I'm sure you're tired of hearing about when I went to the doctor, whatever, the hospital. But the hypertension thing really sneaks up on you. And being the fact that I am Black and Native American, Seminole tribe, I did not realize. Now, I knew that, you know, Blacks had hypertension, you know, issues, but I didn't realize that so did the Native Americans, so the Seminoles. And I was really surprised at that when my doctor was talking to me about it. I was like, wow, I didn't realize that. So I've got it from both cultures. I got it from both father and mother side of the family. And so I'm really trying to bring light on that too, because it can creep up on you. Stress is one of the biggest killers and one of the biggest things that can cause you to have a stroke. And you would think that you know when you're stressed out, but the fact of the matter is you don't. You really do not know when you're stressed. I mean, sometimes you know, but something that you take for like, oh, okay, I'm stressed. Like some people say, oh, God, I'm so stressed. I'm this, that, and the other. Stress can fuck you up. Excuse my French, but it really can. It can kill you. And I didn't realize because when I, okay, I got to talk about this. When I went to the hospital and my heart was beating fast, we thought I was having a heart attack. Even though there was no pain there, I just couldn't breathe. And when the doctor said that, okay, you know, your blood pressure's up to this point where you're about to stroke. And I'm like, but I don't feel like I'm stressed. And the fact of the matter is I was stressed and not really realizing it. And the funny part about it is that little things can stress you that you basically have control over, and things can stress you that you do not have control over. It is the most oddest thing how your body can take and react to certain things. It's like, say, for instance, you can be a doctor and surgeon or whatever, or a lawyer, and feel like you're under a lot of stress, and the littlest thing can stress you out more than what your everyday job is, you know, and it's weird. You know, it just takes one thing to, like, put you over the edge, and I think that's what happened to me Friday, because Monday I actually had an anxiety attack. Now, I used to get these, not a lot, but then not. So here lately, within the past couple of years, I haven't really gotten an anxiety attack. When I did get one, it lasted for maybe no more than maybe about 15 or 20 minutes. This one, I was having it as a job. This one lasted me for like freaking 2.5 hours. You know, I was on freaking edge and not realizing it. But I know the difference between my anxiety attacks than when my blood pressure's up, because it is a distinct difference. When I'm having an anxiety attack, I'm breathing, you know, like not trying to catch my breath, but more or less like hyperventilating, like that. But I can still breathe. And my mind is like all over the place when I'm having a panic attack, you know, or anxiety attack. But when my hypertension was up, when my blood pressure was up, it was a whole different feeling. It was a feeling of not being able to catch my breath. You know, it wasn't like I could breathe, but it was panting. It was more like I just couldn't catch it. So it's a big difference in it, and it was just the weirdest shit, because when I did have the hypertension episode Friday, the first thing I thought was that, am I having a damn anxiety attack and it's just working on me differently? But when I got there, the doctor was like, no, that's, you know, that, because the first thing I asked was, is that what's going on? He's like, no, that's not what's going on. What's going on is that your heart is just pumping fast because it's beating too fast, because it's trying to catch up, because you're breathing harder, your blood pressure's up. So it was the weirdest thing. You know, it's really just still bizarre to me. You know, I'm still learning so much, and I'm trying to get more information to not only help me, but to help others as well that are in need of information. Because there's a lot of things that, you know, we don't know. We read about it, we watch on TV, and we're just basically going through the motions of reading something, Googling something, and come medical doctors. Because if you have a symptom, the first thing you do is Google. I have to admit that. I really do. The first thing I do is Google, which is so fucking stupid, instead of going to a doctor. But I do. I Google and go, okay, what is it? Okay, this hurts. This one day, it was really weird. I think I told you guys about this before. I have Christmas lights, I know, in my bedroom. One day I'm going to take a picture and show you, but the lights I had before from Christmas had basically had blinked. Some of them had blinked out. So Angel has been here for a while. He found some that I had that were blinking lights for the outside. He's like, babe, I'll go ahead and put these up for you. So he put them up, and while I was on the computer, and I had this migraine that snuck up on me just out of nowhere. And normally I don't have like migraines. So I was like, what the hell is causing this? So the first thing I thought, okay, my blood pressure must be up, because that also starts too. But it was only on one side of my head. So the next morning I went to work, I felt fine. came back home, sat down in front of the computer again, and it started again. So my first thing, the next thing I thought, okay, I must need glasses because now I've got another migraine. So I Googled what causes migraines. I Googled it, and sure enough, one of the things that cause migraines are flashy lights. Can you believe that shit? So here I am sitting here with its lights, these Christmas lights, I shit you not, flashing. And I told Angel, I'm like, Angel, just unplug. So he unplugged them, and he took them down. And I took a migraine medication over the counter. And sure enough, it stopped. I haven't had it since. So, I mean, I'm not going to say sometimes you shouldn't Google certain things, but that was just weird. Because when I Googled it, I was like, this has got to be the weirdest thing. Because, I mean, I had a serious migraine. It was on one side, and it was throbbing. And then when I realized it was the Christmas lights, I felt kind of dumb. Because, hey, let's face it, who puts Christmas lights up in August? But my Christmas lights up are year-round, and they're not on the outside. They're not on a tree. They're in my bedroom. Hey, I told you guys I was weird as hell. I've never, ever tried to act like I'm not. I am freaking weird. I'm a weirdo. I really am. Anyway, I'm going to take a quick break, probably 2 minutes, maybe less. Have your friends to listen. Yeah, yeah. Sugarlicious, me, it's sugar time. If you just dropped in, I'm going to start doing a Friday show at 7 o'clock, and we're going to discuss like health, food, fun, you know, all that stuff that just makes your day go by. Yesterday, Angel and I were in the car, and we were thinking, you know, lady had passed by the car, she's yawning. And as soon as she did, oh my God, I can't believe it. Well, as soon as she did, we started yawning. So today, we went to the market, and I told him, I said, you know what I'm going to do? Everybody that I see, I'm going to say, excuse me, or whatever, to get their attention, I'm going to yawn. He's like, you're not going to do it. I'm like, watch me. So we went to the market to get the potatoes for tonight's dinner. And I'm walking, and everybody that I see, I just go, hi, you know, excuse me. You know, like even if they were there trying to get something, I'd like reach over them, you know, just to get their attention and have them look at me. And I go, excuse me. And I would go, oh, I'm sorry. Right? They would yawn. I did this through the whole store. I did this through the whole store. He was laughing at me so much because I just wanted to experiment. I wanted to do something different, and I did, and it was fun. But my thing is, why is yawning so contagious? So let's look it up. Let's Google it. Why is yawning contagious? Now, it said even reading about yawning can make you do it. Really? Now, a new study offers insight into why contagious yawning is such a powerful force. Yawning when others yawn, the study suggested, it is a sign of empathy and a form of social bonding. Kids don't develop this deeply rooted behavior until they're around four, the study found. Now, what the hell does that mean? That it is a form of social bonding? Now, I didn't read the whole thing. I really didn't. And now I can't believe I just did that because now I'm yawning my ass off. Sorry about that. Now I've got you guys yawning, right? And did you know it's not strongly related to tiredness or energy levels? For some reason, it's just something. I'm going to read a little bit more on it and going to talk to you guys about it probably the next show. But you know what? Why don't you try what I did? Why don't you go somewhere and make sure that you're seen? I don't care, a store, whatever. Make sure that you walk up to the person, excuse me, and just yawn. I promise you, it's something you cannot resist. It's so weird. It is just so weird. I never in my life realized how contagious it was until that lady passed the car. And she was just, we were at a stoplight and she just passed the car. And I just, when she yawned, I yawned, then he yawned. And I was like, wow, this is just bizarre. And the first thing I did today, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a study and see just how this works. And he just laughed because he didn't think I'd do it. But everybody that knows me, and he knows me, I'm kind of cuckoo. I'll do all kinds of things. I'm just cuckoo like that. But it was really interesting. It really, really was. But so, yeah, why don't you do the study too and get people yawning. It's, you know, it's the highlight of my day, which shows you how boring my day was. Speaking of my day, today was actually not too bad. I took it easy today as far as my thoughts and as far as what I needed to do. I've been actually taking my meds on time when I'm supposed to, eating on time when I'm supposed to. And it has really kind of changed a lot. Unfortunately, last night I had another bad night of tossing and turning. And so when I did wake up finally, I was just really just tired. Because I think I woke up about 10:30, because I can tell you that this new meds knocked me on my ass. I woke up about 10:30 last night and took a shower and laid back down and was thinking, okay, I'm going to drift off to sleep soon. I don't think I went back to sleep till like about 3 o'clock, and I woke up about 6:30. So my whole body was just like numb to it. So if anyone has a suggestion other than medication, because I don't want to take sleeping pills, so if anybody has a suggestion of maybe something I can take, drink, something that's natural, please let me know, because I would love to go to sleep, because I don't want to take, I don't want that, I don't want to take a pill or something, because I don't, like I said, my doctor was going to subscribe me something. I don't want to take anything that's going to put me to sleep, meaning that nothing chemical. I would love to, maybe if somebody can suggest a type of tea and maybe a fruit, or something, you know, let me know. You know, leave it on my Facebook. I know I haven't, shut up, Angel. I know I haven't been on my Facebook in a couple of days, and I am going to be on there today, maybe tonight. If not tonight, tomorrow morning, but I will be on there this weekend. But, yeah, leave me a message of what, you know, what you would suggest. And if it works for me, I'll let you know and give you a shout out next week, so I can let everybody know and tell them what would actually work. Because like I said, I don't want to take a pill that's going to knock me on my ass. I don't want to do that. Okay, Angel, really? 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 Huh? What? What do you mean, what up? Why are you acting silly? I know you're cooking, but why are you acting silly? But you were acting silly. Anyway, see, this is what I have to go through. This is what I have to go through. I'm glad he's here. I am. I don't want him to go back home. Anyway, but again, so hopefully next Friday we'll be able to give you a review on what would actually put you to sleep that is natural. And then I want to also know about your yawn experiment. I know that was so shitty of me. I know that was wrong. But it was fun, I'm telling you. When you, it's like you're controlling them. It's like you can yawn and you're controlling the person that's yawning too. And you're like, yeah, you did that because of me. You had no damn recourse. You had to yawn. It's kind of fun. I know, and it's you know, my sister says it's the disc. Hey, I never claimed to be normal. I'm so abnormal, weird. I'm a weird person. You know, I've always been weird. If I could tell you some things I used to do, I used to do like Barbie doll shows at school. Yeah, I did. I used to bring my Barbie dolls, like when you do, you know, and used to do like instead of puppets, I used to do the Barbie dolls. You guys think I'm kidding, but I'm so serious. I'm weird. One day I may just sit and tell you just really how weird I am, because a lot of people don't get how weird I am. They just think that, you know, sugar's balance. I'm so unbalanced, it's not even funny. But anyway, so hopefully this show will go on Fridays. I'm not sure if I'm going to be back on the grid. I'll be honest with you, I had thought about September the 1st was going to be my return show, and I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm really debating on if I'm going to return. I'm not going to say I'm not going to return, but I'm really debating on when I'm going to return. Because at this point, I'm really trying to more or less focus on my health, focus on helping my baby out with his dreams, and helping getting back LBD on the grid, and really working towards this diabetic diabetes group. I really want to work towards that. And I do want to work also towards my Love Yourself First group. So I've got a lot on my plate, and I need to start scraping some of it off and putting some of it on the back burner if dealing with it at all. Because after a while, and that causes a lot of stress too, when you have so much on your plate and you're dealing with it. And it's not to say that you're not, and I had to come to grips with this, it's not to say that you're a weak person once you push something aside. It's just saying that you've had enough and you know what your limits are, because we all have limits. I don't care what you say, what you do, we all have limits. We all have a breaking point. We all have a point that we have to stop and push stuff back. And I'm hard-headed. I don't know when to stop. I don't know when to push things back. And I'm learning with what happened to me last Friday. I'm learning that there are things I have to do for myself and close the door on other people's dreams to allow myself to dream my dream. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me. You could be anywhere today, and you decided to be here with me on a Friday at 7:28 p.m. I will be back on the air hopefully Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully Tuesday I'll have a guest that she and I have been talking about doing a show together for a while, so she should be on the show Tuesday, and you know her. She had her own talk show at one point, so hopefully I'm going to be having her on the show with me, and we're going to be really dealing with some controversial subject matter, so hopefully you'll listen, and once we're through, hopefully you don't be looking at us sideways, but if you do, then that's what it is. But anyway, good night. Have a wonderful weekend. See you in the funnies. Mwah! Sugar kisses!